Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Omid Beis, and we're in the middle of Siman Sadi Dalet, which today we're going to be dealing with the halachos of traveling while you're davening. The Chabad starts off in Sif Dalet. Hayarochev alachamor. If a person is riding on a donkey, we'll see what the halacha is today in our more modern vehicles, trains, buses, and cars, airplanes, etc. Ein sarich leiredu lispala. One does not have to get off the donkey that he's riding, or as we'll see, the modern vehicle that he's riding in, to go down and daven, not on the vehicle, not in the car, not on the donkey. Afilu miyesh lo misha tofis chamorah. Even if there's somebody there that would be able to hold on to his donkey so it's not going to run away, he still is not mechuyev to get off the donkey and daven. Ela mispalo derech hiluchu. He's allowed to continue davening while he's sitting on the donkey. V'chein, im hoya b'sfina o agabi koron. If he's in a boat, or if he's in some sort of a wagon, im yochol la'amod omid. If he's on the boat or on the wagon and he can stand up, he should stand up and say Shemoneh Esrei. V'im lav, but if he's unable to do so, yoshev b'mekomo mispalo. He can sit down in his seat and say the Shemoneh Esrei while he's sitting down. Furthermore, im hoya holef b'raglav. If a person is walking and traveling, mispalo derech hiluchu, is allowed to continue davening while he's walking. Afim ein panav k'neged Yerushalayim, and even if is walking in a direction that's different than Yerushalayim, he's still allowed to continue davening. Afilu shelo b'makom sakana, even if it's not a danger over here, why doesn't he have to stop? Kim yamod v'yispala, because if he were to stop and stand and say the Shemoneh Esrei, yikshe b'yenov ichur darko, he would be on his mind that he's delaying in his travels and it would disturb his concentration. V'yitorid libo v'lo yuchal akavin, and he wouldn't be able to daven properly because he's so disturbed by the fact that he's no longer going on the road and he's being delayed. And this way his kavana won't be good. It's better to daven with more kavana while he's traveling than to stop. Finally, the Mechaber concludes this sif, and he says, "Va'akol l'fi yaderech u'l'fi hamokom u'l'fi yiroso v'yishuv daito." This is a very subjective din that we were saying just now, and it all depends upon the person, on the type of road that he's on the place that he's in, on his ability to concentrate properly, and the calmness and the safety that he has in mind while he's either traveling or stopping. Then the Mechaber says, "V'yesh machmirim lamod bi'ovos." In all of these situations where you are allowed to sit, there are those that are machmir to at least stand up for the first bracha of Mogen Avram, the bracha that's known as Ovos, because in that tefillah you have to have kavana, as we'll see. For roi lochush l'divrayim, and as much as possible, the Mechaber says we should try to follow this opinion. Imu shalob b'makom sakana, unless it's dangerous to do so. But if it's not dangerous to do so, he should try to stand up, stop his traveling, and stand up and say the first bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei at least in a standing, not moving position. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this long sif dalet. The Mishnah Berurah starts off and he says, "Derech hilucha, while you're traveling." We're talking here about a person who can't easily stop. He's not going off on a pleasure trip and he could easily pull off to the side of the road in a safe, nice area to daven. We're talking here about it's difficult for the person, the traveling, and his mind isn't calm and settled because of all of this traveling that he's doing. The Yishuv footnote number 10 brings down, if a person is on a bus, so Rav Yashas Zatzal brings down, in the city, you should get off the bus because you can easily get another bus right afterwards. But if you're going between cities and therefore the buses aren't coming right away, so then you'd be allowed to sit on the bus and daven if it's too difficult for you to get off and your concentration would be disturbed if you did get off. Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down that if you're the driver of the car or the bus, you're certainly usher to daven in that situation. This is different than a donkey, which goes by itself, but when you're driving in a car, you're really controlling everything, and it's actually pikuach nefashos if you were to not concentrate properly on the driving and try to concentrate on the davening. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nidali writes, the Mechaber said, if you're able to stand up on the boat or the wagon, you should stand up rather than sit down. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Rotzalom, Marshein Yoshev, you shouldn't sit down if you could stand up. El Omeid, stand up, Aragilav, on your feet. But he's not talking about that you have to stop the boat, which you can't do, obviously, or stop the wagon that you're riding in. No, that's allowed to keep on going. But your position relative to that should be standing up rather than sitting down if it's not dangerous. The Yishuv footnote number 11 brings down that it's preferable to say the full Shemoneh Esrei while you're sitting down rather than saying the shortened version of the Shemoneh Esrei known as the Havinenu, standing up. Footnote number 12 brings down that you're riding on a bus. Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Shlita brings down that a person would be able to even get off in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei at his stop because otherwise he wouldn't be able to daven properly. And Dershu footnote number 13 brings down that it's still preferable for a person to stand up leaning on something rather than to sit down. This halacha we'll see later in today's shir as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tezvav writes, if you can't stand up, then you can sit down. But at least if possible, one should try to face towards Eretz Yisrael as best as possible. Dushafutah number 14 brings down, when you're sitting down, you should keep your feet together. And you shouldn't lean towards the sides or toward the back of the chair, but you should sit up straight and not keep one foot on top of the other foot, but keep the 2 feet together, because this is not an arrogant position. You should bow your head a little bit, and this way you'll daven in the optimal way even while sitting down. If a person has to be lying down, he should also keep his feet together. That's the proper way, based upon the Makor Chaim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Tezayin writes, you'll have the Yishuv Daito. He says, V'im kodam hu l'shayaru umamtim aleim v'yesh lo mi sheyachos isbehemto yeri l'mat v'yispal. If the person is ahead of the caravan that he's going on, then he should get off whatever he's riding on, and he should stop over there and stand up and daven properly. But certainly if he's walking ahead of them, should stop and daven over there. In this type of a davening, he won't be disturbed, because anyway, he's going to be waiting for the shayara to catch up to him. So for example, if a person's waiting at a bus stop, he shouldn't sit at the seat at the bus stop, but he should be standing up rather than sitting down. The issue, footnote number 15, brings down that if the choice is to daven Maariv while you're traveling, or to daven earlier after Plag HaMincha while you're standing up and davening properly, he says it's better, in the name of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, to daven earlier Maariv from Plag HaMincha while you're standing up properly, rather than to do it sitting down while you're traveling after Tzeis HaKochavim. Sif Hei, the Mechaber writes, Hoye Yoshe B'Sfino Ba'Gol, if a person's sitting on a boat or on a wagon, Im Yocho Lamo B'Moko Makrios Omeid, at least you can't stand up for the whole thing, at least try to stand up for the parts of the Shemoneh Esrei where you bow down, at the beginning and the end of the Bracha Mogen Avram, and the beginning at the end of the Bracha of Modim, and Hatov Shemcho L'Chon Elio Dos. Because in this fashion, Kidei Shiyeh Korea Mu'umad, in this way you would at least be standing up for the krios, for the bowings down, and then you could take the 3 steps back at the end, U'paseh Shalosh P'sios at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei when you're walking away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyocho. Hagod, the Ramah adds, Af al pi shiyoshe b'chol tefillah. This is true even though you're sitting down for the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei, so don't say it's not worth it. This is worth it. Mikol makom, im efshelo lamod, yamod. For the parts that you can stand up, as the krios, at least stand up for them. Kidei lekayem hakrios v'hapsios kidarkin. This way, you'll do the bowings down and the 3 steps back at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei in the way you're supposed to. If he's not even able to do this, he's riding on an animal, so he's not able to get off and stand up. So what should he do? If at all possible, he should have the entire animal move back 3 steps. And this way, it's like he himself took the 3 steps back. Dear Shufutna number 18 brings down that if a person is davening in a wheelchair, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that he should move the wheelchair back. If he can't do it, somebody else should assist him to move the wheelchair back 3 psios as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Yudches says if you can't stand up for the entire Shemoneh Esrei because mipnei biasusa, because you're afraid you're going to fall down, because it's too rocky traveling in the boat or in the wagon, so then you can sit down for the whole Shemoneh Esrei but stand up for the krios. And he writes, Vim kain hava amina degan b'mokam ha-krios o divlei shev. He says in this situation you might have thought that even then for the krios you should sit down, but if it's not too much difficulty, if it's at all possible, kamash ulan, that you should stand up for the krios. The issue footnote number 16 brings down on an airplane. If it's too difficult to stand up, you can also obviously daven sitting down, and if it's possible, at least stand up for the krios on the airplane as well. And this is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman as well. However, Rav Yashiv said that even on an airplane, one should try to stand up as well as possible, find the place where it's safe for you to do so, and daven in that position. The issue footnote number 17 says, if you can't stand up for the krios and you're sitting down, you should at least try to bow your head a little bit during the krios as best as possible. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that when you're traveling, you're walking on the road, you're lamo kitsas, you should at least try to pause while you're walking and say the Shemoneh Esrei, at least pause by the krios. Kitsas bishasa krios, v'yisali choru sholopsios. And if it's not dangerous, you should walk the 3 steps back as well at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Berurah Sifkot Yutes says you should have the animal move back 3 steps if you're not able to get off the animal at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Oh, yachzir atzmali achor, well, slide yourself back on the animal if possible. Agav behemto, kider shayanoig im hoyabo. Is a sign of deference when you leave an important person or a king. So you bow down and you walk away from the person slowly. So too, this is our end of the Shemoneh Esrei. And as best as possible, do this on the animal if you're not able to get off yourself in this situation. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Chole mispalel afilu shochev al tzido. A sick person who's unable to stand up, he's not even able to sit down, is able to daven while he's lying on his side. The issue, footnote number 19 points out that this is because of the din. You're not supposed to daven while you're lying flat on your back. That's why it says to turn to your side. The Mechaber continues and says you should daven on your side. That's assuming that you can concentrate properly in your davening. The Ramah adds, "V'miyav shalol ispal." If you're unable to do so, mikol makom yaharu belibo. At least, if you can't say the words, at least think the words. Shenemar, based upon the pasuk, "Imru vilvavchem al mishkavchem." You can at least think the words in your heart while you're lying on your bed. The Brurin Sivkat and Chaf writes that a sick person should daven in this fashion, "V'zokin sheni yochol lamod." Likewise, an older person who is unable to stand up, "Yeshe b'mekomu." He's allowed to also sit down and ispal while he's sitting down. V'miyochol lamod b'mamo kriyos. The same thing applies to him if he's able to stand up only for a small part, he should stand up by the krios, kidei shiyah, korea, muma. This way he's bowing down at the four places that we mentioned while he's standing up, and then yamot sham, he should stand there during that point in time. The issue footnote number 21 brings down that if the sick person is unable to stand up for a lot of the Shemoneh Esrei, he should stand up for the first part of the Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha of the Avos, and then he can sit down for the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei if he's not able to stand up for it. This is especially true on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where the Shemoneh Esrei is long, as brought down in the Shevet HaLevi, Tzatzal. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chafalav says you should think the Shemoneh Esrei in your heart if you're not able to say it. The Efshel Yotzei B'Zeh B'Di'Eved. The Mishnah Berurah says it's possible that you're actually Yotzei in this fashion, albeit B'Di'Eved, and therefore Vein Tzorich Lachzur L'Spalo, and you wouldn't have to read Davin again. Afilu Imhibri B'Zman Tefila. Even if you got better, let's say a person that just was feeling very uncomfortable and he couldn't Davin, but then an hour or two later, after he thought the Shemoneh Esrei, he does feel better. So he says in this situation you might not have to go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Me'achas Anus U'Ata, because at the present time when he said it, he was actually in Anus. He was under extenuating circumstances. He brings down then the Prichodesh of the Primogadim, and he says, look in Simon Samach Beis, where we would discuss this in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha over there, and this is all brought down in the issue footnote number 22, who says, "Inyan Kriyashma Chayiv Lachzor L'Kor." In regards to the Dorais of Kriyashma, we say, Sofik Dorais L'Chomer, go and read the Shema again. And the Bir Halacha brings down the same Halacha by benching, because it's also Doraisa. However, in all the other Brachos, if somebody wishes to rely upon the Rishonim and say, you're allowed to go back, you'd be allowed to. However, you're not mechuyev to. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'meinu yochol l'chavin daito." If this person is unable to at all think it through properly and daven with any kavana, then all he should do is korei kriyashma levado imefshalo, at least say the kriyashma, if he's able to at least do that, because the kavana by kriyashma is not so long. L'fisha kavanas kriyashma eino ela posuk rishon ubakai yochol l'chavin. He just really has to have kavana for Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem at a minimum, as opposed to the Shemoneh Esrei, which is longer than he has to have kavana, and therefore that's at least what he should do if he can muster enough ability to concentrate only for a very short period of time. So just say at least the pasuk of Kriyashma and be yotzei as best as possible with that. Siv Zayin, mi shayilo anosim mikan umikan. If a person is traveling on the road and there are dangers on the side of him, there are marauders or other people that are on both the left and the right, umisyore shama yafsiku tviloso o yafsid mikho, and is afraid that they're going to interrupt him or take his stuff if he doesn't sit down and watch it very carefully. So in this situation, the Chaver says, "Yeshiv b'mekom mispal." He would be allowed to sit there and daven. L'fish ain't daito miyushevislo, because if he were to stand up and go in a corner someplace and try to daven undisturbed, his mind would be disturbed because he's worried about his luggage. And this is even though he's going to take the three steps back at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, yoshiv mispal v'korea. So he's allowed to sit down for the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei, only get up at the very end and take the three steps back and do the krios if possible standing up as well. Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, "Yesh li zor shalo lismoch atzmo li omud o lechavero b'shas tvila." So what we mentioned before, a person who's standing Shemoneh Esrei should be very careful not to lean on anything, not on a pole or a pillar or an omud of some sort or on a friend or lechavero while he's saying the Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chavbeis writes that one shouldn't lean on something. Hatam, the reasoning is the tefillah tzriach amida, because the person has to stand for the Shemoneh Esrei, as we'll see inside in Siman Sanichas. And this amida sha'ayidei smicha lo chashiv amida. And if you're standing up leaning on something, that's not technically called standing up l'chatchila. Ulefize, according to this, smicha kitzas, if you're leaning a little bit on something, dainu shesomech b'miktsas, if you're only leaning a little bit on something, then if you were to take it away, sheminatel oso dova lo yipol. Shari. So if a person has his hands on a table in front of him, if he took the table away, he wouldn't fall down, so then that would be acceptable. That's still called standing up. That's according to the first reasoning. The Eishom and Matam, others, however, bring the reason that you're not supposed to lean on something is the Tzrich Lios Be'ema, because a person should be in awe and trepidation when he's standing Shemoneh Esrei, and leaning on anything demonstrates a lack of awe and trepidation. Well, if he's there, according to this opinion, b'chol gavni aser, even if you're leaning on something that if they pulled it away from you, you wouldn't fall down, it nevertheless is also to lean on anything. However, how do we paskin? We follow, under extenuating circumstances, the first opinion that says, as long as they take it away and you wouldn't fall down, if you were leaning on something, you're a yotzei. And he says, look in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph and Sif Aleph, what is written over there, B'mashi Kasad Sham. And Dirshu footnote number 24 brings down that that's talking by Kriyas HaTorah, that the halacha is different there. Any sort of leaning is absolutely not good, even if you pulled it away and you wouldn't fall down. Again, however, if a person physically cannot stand up, so it's better to lean on something a little bit rather than to sit down totally. And if you can't even do that, then sitting down totally is okay, as we've already pointed out. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Chav Gimel writes that you're not supposed to lean on a pillar. Lachein liyizor shelo yismuch atzmo agabi a shtender. Person has to be very careful if he's leaning on a shtender and he's really leaning on it, that if he removed the shtender away, you'd fall down. So that's called sitting down in halacha, not standing up. Lachein b'chol makom shetzorach amida, in any place where you're required to stand up, you go b'shar shuros sefer Torah negdo, when they bring the sefer Torah by you, v'chol kiyotzi b'zeh, or any other reason where you're supposed to stand up, you shouldn't be leaning on something like a shtender, which if they pulled it away from you, you would fall down. That's called sitting down in halacha. Then Sivkop Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah writes, B'shas Tvila, V'chol shabari lo shiuchal l'chavi b'midah yidei smicha, and a sick person who is certain that if he stands leaning on something, he would be able to stand up, yasekein, that's better than nothing. V'imlav yispal miyushal, but otherwise he should sit down. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, "Mi shehuchrach l'spala miyushav." If somebody is forced to daven sitting down, kishiyuchol tzorich lachzul l'spala miumad. The Mechaber says you should re-daven again later on when you're able to stand up. Ve'enot tzorich loosiv badaver. Even if you're not mechadish something, even though it's the same shmoneh esrei, just the standing up is considered a new shmoneh esrei, and therefore you should daven the shmoneh esrei again. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafei writes down, the same would be true if the person wasn't sitting down when he said the Shemoneh Esrei, but he was traveling and he was walking while he was davening. So then, when he does reach his destination, if there still is time to daven, he should daven again according to the Mechaber. Sivkot and Chavav, kishiyuchal, dainu shalov zmana. The Mishnah Berurah explains this is when there's still time and you haven't passed the zman for that tefillah. Obviously, if you pass the zman for the tefillah, you can't daven it again now. Dirshu footnote number 26 says, we've already learned that if you think you're able to get to your place while there's still the zman for tefillah, you shouldn't daven while you're traveling. So here we're talking about a situation where he didn't think he'd be able to reach the place where he was going to before the traveling was done. And now, surprisingly, the traveling took less time, so he does reach the place before the zman is over. And now the question arises, does he have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei or not? Sivkot and Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, he doesn't have to be mechadish anything new in this Shemoneh Esrei that he repeats here according to the Mechaber, but the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the way you paskin. Rotsu lomar, the lo heavy kim mispala b'toras nedova. This isn't like a person davening a tefillas nedova, the kaim alon, the kamen b'simen Chav Zayin, the tzorot lechadish ba. You have to add something new if you're saying a tefillas nedova. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, ledina hiskimu achronim, she'ein sarich lachzor l'spala shenis. A person does not have to go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei in all of these situations where he was traveling or he was sitting down. And likewise, a person who's traveling on the road, he was sitting down, doesn't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei when he gets to the place that there's still Zman Tefillah. However, if he wants to, then he can follow this Masaka, the Mechaber, and he can daven, although be it here, he is doing it as a Tefillah Tzadova. But this is only if he certainly is going to be able to daven with Kavana, as we will learn in Simun Kuf Zayin. But he doesn't have to be Mechadish something, because just now, that's in and of itself an innovation, which fulfills the requirement for being Mechadish something when you're davening a Tefillah Tzadova. And this is brought down in the Sefer Mogi Yiborim, and also the Prima Gadim is Masher She'en Kedai L'Spalo Hayom Nedova. Nowadays, we don't do this, except under extenuating circumstances, some of which are listed in Dirshu footnote number 29. The Ramah will comment on this further, but we'll leave this for tomorrow's shir. That concludes today's shir.